And Matt Bevan is back with what's making global headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The big news this morning is that the man the US government considers the most ruthless, dangerous and feared man on the planet and the most powerful drug trafficker in the world, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been found guilty in a Brooklyn court of 10 drug trafficking counts. Let me give you a quick history of El Chapo, which means the shorty, by the way. He's 5'6" tall. Guzman was the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel based in Sinaloa State in Mexico. It was a bit of a right place, right time thing. Sinaloa was the best place in Mexico for growing marijuana and opium poppies. His cartel grew in power as he grew in notoriety, and in 93 he was arrested and sentenced to 20 years jail in Mexico. He escaped in 2001, though, from a maximum security prison with the help of some crooked guards who wheeled him out of the prison in a laundry trolley. 13 years it would take before he was captured again. In that time, his cartel gained control of the entire western half of Mexico, and El Chapo became a specialist in tunnels. He's been called the best drug tunnel builder in history. He built tunnels all over the place, but the hotspot was a suburb of Otay Mesa, in San Diego, California, right near the Pacific Ocean. It's the perfect place for tunnels. There's two airports there. It's right on the border, which means that it's very noisy to cover up your digging sounds. There is industrial estates on both sides, good places to hide tunnel entrances, and the soil is perfect for tunneling as well. But in Otay Mesa and in other places in populated areas across the US border, El Chapo and his cartel would dig enormous tunnels, deep enough that they couldn't be detected from the surface and large enough that you could walk through it standing up, carrying while you're walking through, you could carry tons and tons and tons of drugs. It was these tunnels that let El Chapo become the most prolific drug trafficker of his age. It was also what let him escape prison again when he was captured in 2014 and put in a federal maximum security prison in Mexico. His cartel built their most elaborate tunnel ever, 1.6 kilometres long and big enough that El Chapo could ride a motorcycle through it once he dropped through the floor of his cell. The tunnel ended in a farmhouse, which the cartel had built themselves just to hide the entrance of the tunnel. About 6 months later, federal police in Mexico raided a house El Chapo was hiding in, killing five cartel members, but he escaped again through another tunnel in the bathtub, underneath the bathtub. He didn't get far, though. He was captured soon afterwards and extradited to the US. The case the US government has against El Chapo relied heavily on the evidence of two informants, twin brother drug traffickers, who turned on El Chapo and started giving information. The brothers' wives, Olivia and Mia Flores, spoke to NBC in disguise.
What you see on TV when you see the Kardashians, that's a type of lifestyle that we lived. You have so many people now today on social media that glamorizes that lifestyle, and I think that they don't realize what this life is about. It's about destruction. It's about violence. People are getting killed. People are being tortured. Our husbands ran their company like a Fortune 500 company. They had so many workers. Chapo works directly with the Colombians. They have narco submarines. Husbands.
Narco submarines?
Yes. They bring these narco submarines with tons and tons of cocaine. I have had to move several times around the U.S. because we have contracts on our heads and people are definitely trying to hunt us and kill us.
U.S. authorities took extreme measures to keep El Chapo contained, and today, after a trial lasting several months, U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue announced that he had been found guilty.
The jury found that Guzman led the Sinaloa cartel, one of the largest and most dangerous drug cartels in the world, and that he is responsible for violence, including murders, and the smuggling of massive amounts of narcotics into the United States over a period of decades. This conviction, we expect, will bring a sentence of life without the possibility of parole.
That's the U.S. attorney there. We'll see how long El Chapo stays in jail. The U.S. government would like it to be for the rest of his life.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.